RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Show them what time it is!
The game is over. What went right and what went wrong? It's time for the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. Brought to you by Lakeland University. Experience it your way. Visit lakeland.edu. Let's get to your hosts of the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Tommy Wirtz on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
All right, another ugly performance by the Green Bay Packers. 41-24 is going to be your final as the Ravens will kneel the football. And the Green Bay Packers get embarrassed at home at Lambeau Field. Anybody that wants to keep Jeff Hafley, well, that helped. That helped your chances keeping Jeff Hafley in Green Bay. That defensive performance, even the New York Giants will look at that and go, yeah, maybe not. They gave up 40 to the Cowboys, 41 to the Ravens. They knew they couldn't stop the run, and they just continued to do the same old, same old. I mean, they forced them to punt once. How many times did the Packers punt?
Oh, they didn't punt today again.
So they scored 24 points, got beat 41-24, never punted the football, and lost.
They are now 0-3 in games in which they don't punt.
That's nice. Sparky here. Tommy Wirtz over there as we broadcast live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. I will beat you all to the punch, all right? I'm going to beat you all to the punch right here, right now, because I know where we're headed. No. Tommy knew where we were headed early in the game. I knew where we were headed. Malik Willis, 18-21, 288, a touchdown, one sack, a quarterback rating of 134.6. 134.6 for Malik Willis.
Yeah.
3 incompletions. Oh, but wait, I have more. Malik Willis, 9 carries, 60 yards, 2 touchdowns. He averaged almost 7 yards a carry, did Malik Willis. So 1 passing, 2 rushing touchdowns. Total, he had, 348 yards total. than Malik Willis between passing and rushing. Now, if you want to hop aboard and vent and scream and yell, and obviously all are things you probably can do, or you could chat over there in the dugout chat, which a lot of people are doing via X and YouTube as we live stream at WI Sports Radio on X and YouTube. Again, WI Sports Radio. If you are watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, follow. That would be fun. Appreciate it. And if you are on X, please follow along. We're also available, not live streaming, though, on Instagram and Facebook.
Can I add to your narrative here?
And the call line, right? Yeah. Nicolay Law Talk and text line. Sorry. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250 if you would like to vent. Yes.
What was the number? 137.8, the passer rating?
The passer rating was 134.6.
Jordan Love's high this year is 134.2.
Oh, so he has a higher passer rating than Jordan Love had in the game this year as well. So let me just start the show with this. And if, you know, you tune in late and you miss this, I will have it at my fingertips throughout the show. Because as a host, sometimes when you do sports talk radio, you have to anticipate how the show is going to flow, right? What people are going to say, which direction it may go, and you have to do some prep work to get yourself ready for it. So, in anticipation of how this show is going to go tonight, and we're on till midnight, folks. We're here till midnight. Ryan Wood will be on from Lambeau, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer. We'll hear from LaFleur. I'm sure he might cry tonight. This might be the night he cries. He might cry tonight. LaFleur will hear from. We're going to hear from, not Jordan Love. Malik Willis, maybe. Mm-hmm. We'll hear from Malik Willis. That'd be good. And then whoever can talk on the defensive side of the ball. Can't wait to hear from them. But I'm going to anticipate where we're going, and I'm just going to read you some numbers right here, okay? For those of you that are going to call into the show and say, hey, I want you to start Malik Willis, let's move on from Jordan Love, because I know it's coming. Here you go. The Packers can get out of the Jordan Love contract after next season, after 2026. So for those of you that say, I'm done, I want him, after next season, you could potentially have him. In 27, there is a $42.45 million cap hit on Jordan Love. There is a dead cap number of 31.75. In 28, if you could convince Malik Willis to stick around for two more years, you are definitely out. Jordan Love turns 30 in 28. He has a cap hit of $74.2 million. Tommy, Jordan Love, $74.2 million cap hit.
Yep.
In 28, dead cap number 15. So if you want to go to Malik Willis and say, hey, look, 2 years, we'll pay you $10 million a year, and then you're going to be our guy, just hush, hush, don't say nothing to Jordan, and let's roll, okay. Or, hey, we're going to let you compete for the spot here in the next couple of years, wink, wink, we can get out of this after 26. Maybe you could convince Malik Willis to stay and you can be rid of Jordan Love for those of you that want to be rid of Jordan Love.
First weekend, they get eliminated. He won't make it back to Green Bay. He'll be gone. And this game just solidified it. He's already earned it enough. And this game right here,
I'm just saying,
no shot.
The Packers could have an opportunity if they want one. The Packers don't have any cap room. So they would have to be creative how this goes. I'm just trying to stop it before it starts because I know you all are coming. Look, here you go right here, Tommy. Tommy Wirtz, I told you. Right there, YouTube dugout chat. Collector's Reign says 3 first-round draft picks for Love. With a crying laughing emoji. 3 first-round picks for Love. Do you do the deal, Tommy? 3 ones.
No, because I believe in Jordan Love.
You
no.
gave back the 2 ones you just gave up for Rashad.
Malik Willis got Parsons. His butt whooped today. They those lost by 17.
Those numbers were pretty good.
I do not care.
I don't think you could say Malik
care.
Willis lost that
they
game.
They lose this game with Jordan Love, regardless.
Yes. They lose the game with
quarterback, Micah. Not a problem.
They lose the game with Love and with Micah Parsons.
You know what
they
I would do?
They lose the game with both
you
of them.
You know what trade I want to make? I want to throw Carrington Valentine, Bo Melton, and Rashawn Gary and get me a sick piece of tiramisu. Just in exchange for that.
Salary cap doesn't match up.
Don't care.
Salary cap.
Cheesecake Factory, tiramisu. All right.
More expensive.
We'll get close on this because I'm over it. I'm done. all of those guys. Rashawn Gary, completely absent in the second half of this game. Pretty sure he got benched for LVN.
Completely absent most of the second half of the season.
They tried to bench Carrington Valentine, and Kamal Haddon's leg had to fall off, so they brought him back into the game today.
He still didn't.
And he still sucked. Bo Melton is a corner playing wide receiver for this team.
But he had a big play earlier.
Yeah, also had a massive play with Clayton Tune and him can't get together on something.
I'm just saying for why he was on the field, he did have a big play earlier, and then the ball goes through his hands and it's over.
I do think it's a massive problem that the best player on the offense is Jordan Love, and the second best player on the offense is Malik Willis. I think that's a massive problem. That's fact. I think it's fact. That I don't think that's a good thing. The old adage
that's
of...
a backup quarterback is the best player on offense he's out the field.
Yes, he is. Is he not? There's a comment in here. Let me see if I can find it. That was the best the wide receivers looked all season.
Yes.
Who wrote it in here?
They were amazing.
I can't find it now, but I'll find it.
You look. Let's get to the phones. Nicolay Law, talking text line. Here we go. It's your show. Tommy and I are going to be here. And I'm not going to try and lose my mind too much. 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. Packers get embarrassed, 41-24 at Lambeau Field. The sayonara to the one seed. They're going to be locked into the seventh seed, or to the two seed, I should say. They're not getting to worry about winning the division because that's over. So now it's the seventh seed, and now everybody assumes it'll be the Bears in the two seed, but we have 2 weeks to figure that out. Let's go to Greg in Waukesha. You're first up, the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University, with me, Sparky Pfeiffer, and Tommy Wirtz. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys. Tommy. In what world is Jordan Love better than Malik Willis?
This world.
Tell me, in what world?
In this world, Greg. I fully believe that. It's not even close, in fact.
Tommy, how many interceptions has Jordan Love had this year?
I think he's at 7, something like that. He's got 6. He's got 6. 23 touchdowns, 6. He's got the second best QBR in the NFL.
Yeah, I think he's in the bottom third of interceptions in the NFL.
Okay. Well, I just other than that miscue by Sean Ryan, you know, earlier, which was comical. I guess he did get hit in the head, you know, by his own center. I thought Willis played pretty well.
Sean Ryan had a long talking to by his position coach on the sidelines after that fiasco.
Yeah. I have 3 words for you guys on defense. And on offense, I guess, communication. And that's, I guess, what I want to say. It all boils down to that. Offense, communication wasn't great. Those problems got solved a little bit second half. Defense, why aren't we getting a hand on Derrick Henry? Wow, you know, I dude's unstoppable. Okay, I get it, but what do we say about insanity? Is, you know,
they
repeating everything?
But Greg, I mean, in fairness, they don't have the personnel to deal with him right now.
Yeah.
They just don't have the guys that can deal with him. Thanks for the call. That's the thing. Like, I could sit here and make fun of Halfley's not going to get a job because of this game. Okay, but realistically, they lost Riley. That was a big, big guy they brought in.
Yep.
He went down. I was like, oh, my God. Nazir Stackhouse, again, was inactive because they don't trust him on the defensive line. So that wasn't going to happen. Wooden is a nice player, but he's undersized, right? So he's not going to be some big run stuffer for you.
Yeah.
And then linebackers, again, McDuffie's fine. But he's just he's smaller than you would potentially like if you're going to go out there and try and stop Derrick Henry. And then you've got Quay Walker and Edrin Cooper. Okay, do your best you can. Evan Williams is out there trying to play. He's just running over Evan Williams. Evan Williams is holding on for dear damn life at that point. I just don't know what more they could do. And then you go to the halftime show, and they're like, take a quarter off the field, put a defensive lineman on the field, take a safety off, put a linebacker on the field. Okay, man, maybe Belichick does that. Maybe that's what New England did back in the day. But I know damn right well Halfley was not going to do that in the second half.
No, and I got 3 words for the defense. Charmin, ultra soft. Like, that's exactly what it was the entire day. When you watch this team, there was no pressure on the quarterback again. They just refused to put a spy on Tyler Huntley the entire game, and he continued to terrorize them in every pivotal moment.
I feel like Quay Walker might have been it sometimes.
Maybe. You didn't do a good job at it.
But he just wasn't fast enough to ever get to him.
It was awful. It was brutal to watch on defense, and that's why I think that they lose this game, even if Jordan Love was there. And you bring up they lose with Micah Parsons.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
I just,
both of them. They lose with both of them.
I would like to see this team not give up 41 points to a backup quarterback.
Sure.
This was the worst case scenario for this week.
Last time the Packers gave up a 200-yard rusher was?
Raheem Mostert.
Yeah.
2019 NFC Championship game. He also had four touchdowns in that game.
Derrick Henry, 36 carries, 216 yards, four touchdowns for Derrick Henry.
He had 20 carries when the Packers had eight plays in this ball game.
Mm-hmm.
That is unreal. That's not possible.
But again, you go back to the first half, and I'm not telling Malik Willis not to throw two unbelievable passes for a quick touchdown, but that is typical Packers. A long scoring drive by the other team, and you respond with either 1-2-3 punt or some big play, and boom, and now the defense has to go back there on the field.
Yeah.
So now it's 7-7, and what happens? They come right back down the field again on another long possession.
Typical Packers, too, the second play of the game, you have a penalty where there was 12 men on the field.
Yes.
And the third play of the game, a false start because Anthony Belton leaves early, right? And then on the fourth play, you forget all about it because they score a touchdown. Two snaps, and they got in the end zone, but two pre-snap infractions on a scripted drive.
Yes.
What is going on?
I don't know. Mike in Cedarburg, you're next in the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University. Packers lose 41-24. What's up, Mike?
How, Jeff Hapley, do we really want him here? I mean, that defense was pathetic. And I think back to this season and last season, they haven't had a good defense. So why don't we want him gone? I mean, tonight was a joke. I didn't even really want to watch the game because whatever, all that matters is the playoffs coming up. But this was a joke. It was horrible.
Yeah, it was a joke. But again, how much of this was
on
Hapley?
Why do we want him here?
This is the thing, though. Let me ask you this. So what exactly?
I heard what you just said, but like, there was no effort. They just suck.
So you don't think they tried?
Suck.
You don't think they tried?
Did it look like the most rushing yards ever by an opponent in Lambeau Field?
But Mike, I'm going to ask you again, who did they have to stop the run? Who was out there? Who were the big fat guys in the middle that were designated?
Rashawn Gary can't even run.
Rashawn Gary's an edge rusher. That's not a defensive tackle. No, but who are the big guys that are supposed to stop the run that were out there for the Packers?
Carl Brooks, and then he got an encroachment on the last
drive. Carl Brooks isn't a big guy either. Thanks for the call. Carl Brooks is a guy that's more reliant on getting penetration upfield, being an undersized guy, and getting the backfield. That's why he fell in the draft, because he's not big enough to play all four downs or whatever the case may be to try and stop the run. They don't have guys. Guys, rewind to the beginning, middle of the year when Devontae White got hurt. Remember? They were stopping the run just fine. Devontae White went down. Wasn't that the downhill game when he went nuts?
Yep.
And there was no Devontae White. And we're like, holy crap, we didn't realize Devontae White did this much. So now Devontae White goes down. What did the Packers do? They went out and got like three dudes to try to come in here and play defensive tackle to try and make up for it. And then what do I see online tonight on social media? Well, defensive tackle has to be the position. Fair. But so does cornerback. And so does edge rusher. I hate to break it to you all.
Yeah.
They got to go outside of safety. Everything else has to be in the draft this year. And then we haven't even talked about the offensive line. But there's no need for wide receivers. You do with what you have at running back. You do with what you have at tight end. And you have to figure out more picks involved on the defense. And this organization has done nothing but draft defense for all these years.
Yeah, and I think I have a lot of problems with the offense today, as well as it looked with Malik Willis on top of that. But to stick with the defensive side, they actually gave Quay Walker credit for a sack on one where Tyler Huntley got back to the line of scrimmage. So it's the first time they've had a sack since the first Bears game, and they lost 0 yards on that play, don't forget. This defense was atrocious today.
Rashawn Gary got a quarterback hit.
Yeah, well,
Ngabari got a quarterback
hit.
Van Ness got a quarterback hit.
I think it was on the very first drive they ran that bootleg right at Rashawn Gary, and he did exactly what he does every time they run that bootleg. They stole that directly from the Bears. They 100% saw that he will overcommit and he will let you get the outside. And they did it to him again. Rashawn, and it is a joke.
Rashawn Gary had one tackle.
Yeah.
One tackle.
But he does so good in the run game, Sparky. Yeah. He's so good in the run game. Look at his PFF grades.
Do you know who else had one tackle in the game? Chris Brooks. Matthew Golden.
God.
Zane Anderson, who left hurt.
Oh.
Kamal Haddon, who left hurt. Carrington Valentine, who got benched at one point.
Who was trying to not get tackles.
Right, yeah. And Nate Hobbs. Those guys all had one tackle in the game.
Who also dropped an interception today? Nate Hobbs.
Yes.
Don't forget that. Packers need to do that once a week now as well, too.
All right, still plenty of time for you. Again, we're going to midnight tonight. Packers lose 41-24. You tell us. You vent. This is the first time where I've literally looked at this game and thought, Matt LaFleur, I think, is going to be in some trouble here. I think he might be in some trouble because this is a situation where they went for that. When they got that field goal, that first and second down call were awful. Mm. They were awful. I defend LaFleur all the time. I can't defend that. Those were awful calls. And then he put Willis in like a 3rd and 10 again in that situation, or 3rd and 9, whatever it was. Two garbage calls. That type of stuff has to stop. Blake in New Berlin, you're next in the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University after the Packers lose 41-24.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
All right.
Couple thoughts about the game tonight. First, I want to come to Jordan Love's defense. I don't agree with all the Malik Willis should be quarterback one opinions because, I mean, you look at Jordan Love's EPA per play, PFF grades, QBR.
Yeah, you and I and Tommy all know he's really good, but a lot of people don't agree with us, so it is what it is.
But the thing I'm really frustrated about is our defense. And injuries have not been our friend, but I don't think it's a Jeff Hafley problem. I'm looking at three main guys. I'm looking at Keyshawn Nixon.
Yep.
I'm looking at Carrington Valentine.
Yep.
I'm looking at Rashawn Gary,
yep,
who's basically been non-existent this entire second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Packers have a fighting chance against the Bears because if we do play them, and that's what I'm looking ahead for at this point because there's no reason not to anymore. If we don't figure out some way to pressure the quarterback or to stop the run, we're just going to get ran over like we did tonight. And it's just a very disappointing season with all the injuries we've had. But I just wanted to say for all the people that think Malik Willis should be quarterback one, take a step back and reevaluate your thinking and don't completely blame Jordan Love just for being hurt.
I will say this. The Titans have got to feel horrible. I mean, that organization's got to be like, what did we do? Thanks for the call. Because they gave it no time to develop. They gave him no consistent direction whatsoever.
Pick.
And give credit to LaFleur. Again, I know y'all like to bang on LaFleur and want LaFleur gone. But LaFleur has said time and time again, they've been hammering Malik Willis on footwork. And he's taken the coaching and he's gotten better with inside this offense. And Tommy and I were texting offline as far as, okay, if Malik Willis goes somewhere to start, where does he go? Like, what coach makes sense that can work with what Malik Willis brings? I came up with Shane Steichen as a possibility. You came up with your own guy.
Yeah, Miami. I think McDaniel makes sense. They get a little creative in their offense. But I also told you, he just smells like the Raiders' next quarterback.
Well,
he's
got to be careful, though.
And flames out.
Yeah, you're going to go play for a senior citizen with no coordinator.
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying. If you're going to go, if I'm Malik Willis, and if I'm going to go play somewhere, I'm going where it's a coach with stability that's also a play caller,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my thing. Now, I don't know how much stability Steichen has. Maybe he earned some, because remember, the daughters are running the show in Indy now. It's no longer Daddy Ursay because he passed away. So now you got the daughters. The one is on the sidelines wearing a damn headset, listening to play calls while the games are going on. So who knows what that looks like. But Steichen has worked with mobile quarterbacks that can throw and so forth. Malik Willis completely looks like a guy that can play in this league if used the correct way at this point. That's the thing.
Yeah, you can't deny it. And like I said, I gave him all the love in the world when we came on here.
I'll tell you one thing right now. If they fire LaFleur, if they move on, do you know who I think I want?
Oh, no.
I want Monken.
I want the Ravens. I want the Ravens offensive coordinator.
Well, maybe he could fix the run game because we haven't even brought up Josh Jacobs, and you want to talk about another joke. Like, stop sending him out here when he's so unhealthy and not effective at all in football games. He has been like this for weeks now here, and they continue to send him out there, and his longest rush of the day was one. All day. He had 3 yards on 4 carries. It's completely wasting everyone. Call up Pierre Strong or whoever you want. You can't have 3 yards from Josh Jacobs when on the other side, Derrick Henry has 216.
I don't know if Derrick Henry's knee is swollen up and he's been playing through injury for the last several weeks, but that is the case with Josh Jacobs right now. So my guess is they were doing this, trying to protect Josh Jacobs to get him ready for the playoffs so they can utilize him more. That's my guess. Now, maybe I'm wrong. We'll see how this plays out because now you have the Vikings next week. Malik Willis start again? Because Jordan Love didn't pass concussion protocol.
Yeah.
That's what they said. He didn't. So it wasn't like they're resting him to make sure he's good. He didn't pass concussion protocol. So if he passes concussion protocol, knowing you have nothing to play for, you sit him another week just to make sure he's good and then let Malik Willis play? Do you play Love a half and then bring Malik Willis in for the second half? And that those would be the conversations on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network all this week. Again, starting Monday morning from 6 to 9 with Inside Wisconsin Sports with Trevor Thomas, who is very, very vocal on X tonight. Ooh, buddy, he was fired up tonight on X. Trevor Thomas told me
he was going to be watching it at a party, so maybe a little bit of liquid courage.
What was he asking for? Brandy slushies. I've never had a brandy slushie.
I've never
even heard of one. Block in Waukesha, you're next here on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. After the Packers lose in embarrassing fashion to the Baltimore Ravens. What's up?
So not obviously, to most people, but to you, I'm a longtime listener and a former intern, so I'm going to ask that you don't hang up on me like normal before I give my final thought, because
normally,
I have something important to say.
Normally when somebody says, don't hang up on me, Tommy, in the 20 years I've done this, I always hang up on them.
That would have been the funniest thing.
Yeah, I normally would just hang up on them.
I always keep a PG, and I offer some valuable thought, I feel. But
he's very cocky about his thought process.
Humble as well. Yes. Sounds humble.
Very cocky. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
This show so far has gone in a few different directions, okay? We have a problem with investing a lot into the defense and it not playing up to par. We have a problem with the head coach. We have a problem with the quarterback. Not everybody, but that's different opinions so far. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, who would you put the most of the blame on and the accountability on why they have not won a Super Bowl in the Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst era?
Brian Gutekunst.
Right now?
Yeah, Brian Gutekunst. That's where I would put it because, again, what did we just get done saying? Well, we need defensive tackles. Well, we need edge rushers. Well, we need corners. Well, that's his job, his personnel. And he's the one that continues to draft defense every year. And every year, we go into the draft wanting defense. And every year, it's the same thing. It seemingly is never fixed.
We drafted Matthew Golden. It is fixed. Because guess what? They were top three this year before their two best players on the defensive side of the ball got hurt.
Correct. But we drafted Matthew Golden. And I said it the day of the draft. And then it happened as a going away present for Mark Murphy to draft the receiver.
Oh my gosh.
And everybody went crazy. How much have they utilized him this year so
today
far?
Today should have been
I understand that. But couldn't that be a LaFleur problem?
Yes, it absolutely is. Problem. Absolutely.
Or it's a Packer organization problem. If you look at rookie wide receivers in this organization, they normally don't do much their first year.
Before you hang up on me, because I know that is coming at some point.
At some point, I've got a break. I was supposed to break 7 minutes ago.
All right. And you're going to go, all right, thanks, Block, and hang up on me. But I'm going to leave you with this final thought. I don't know if it's one person's fault, but I will say, it seems like the visions of the front office, a.k.a. Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur, are not on the same page. For example, you have a fan base looking at Malik Willis like he's more talented than Jordan Love, which to me is not even close as far as passing the ball. However, like, Goody drafts a bunch of players or signs a bunch of players for a certain set of offense like Aaron Banks, Melton, et cetera, et cetera.
Aaron Banks
is not designed that way.
Aaron Banks has not played well.
No, he hasn't.
No. And again, tonight was another example. First, he was hurt half the year, and then when he did come back, hasn't played all that well. Absolutely, that's not worked. Nate Hobbs has not played well. Another free agent signing by the Gutekunst. He also has been hurt
Keyshawn
throughout the
Nixon,
process.
Keyshawn Nixon, the investment to be cornerback one.
Cornerback one, and that has backfired, and that hasn't worked either. Defensive tackle, we all knew was an issue going into the offseason. We all said, okay, go find a defensive tackle now that you got Micah. They never did that either. So no, that also was on Goody.
That was to your point just before you answered my call. That wasn't an issue until Devontae Wyatt got hurt, and we knew that was the gamble.
I'm just talking about what that's. You're right, but I'm just saying what the topic was in the offseason was invest and big fat guys in the defensive line, and they didn't do that.
If Parsons and Wyatt are healthy right now, they're the one seed. They're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. That's my opinion.
They don't win this
game.
So
to me, I completely disagree. They win the Broncos game. They win the Bears game. They win this game.
Maybe they win.
Win the Super Bowl right now.
They probably win the Bears game. Yes, I'll agree with you on that. Thanks for the call. Broncos game, maybe. I don't think they stopped this. What happened tonight? I don't think it would have.
Do you know one more observation I made in regards to this Packers offense? They have Malik Willis. They get him the full week. They knew Malik Willis was going to start this game, right?
Yep.
It's the first time, like, all season they didn't run that jet sweep.
Yeah.
Like, the people who say he opens up the playbooks and gets more creative, like, you're onto something. You really are. Because the first time all year, it feels like. However, shame on Matt LaFleur for, you know, trusting Bo Melton more than he trusts Matthew Golden at this point. Shame on Matt LaFleur.
Do you know that Clayton Toon was Matthew Golden's quarterback?
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
In college?
Yeah, right.
Did you know that?
I did. They went to Houston together for a half second, yes.
Yeah. So maybe if Toon gets a start next week, maybe Golden has that game.
Jordan Love has to play next week. That's the problem. Well, he has to play.
I don't think he has to play.
He has to.
I don't think he has
no
to.
No one will feel good about 2 weeks off going to the playoffs. No one.
I'd rather have him healthy in his right mind, Tommy. But if he plays, that's fine. I just don't think I need to see him for four quarters. I don't need him getting hurt in that game.
He's going to play a couple drives, if that. But he has to play.
He is Tommy Wirtz, the Sparky Fiverr with you. An embarrassing loss at Lambeau Field. Would love to hear from you. 41-24. Vent, if you'd like to. We are here for you until midnight. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur. We'll hear from Malik Willis. Ryan Wood will check in. He's already texted me, so he'll be coming on as well. All to come tonight and more of your calls. Lots of messages going on right now over there in the dugout chat on YouTube and on X. We'll read some of those and respond to some of you on the air about that, too. Again, you can follow us, live stream us on X and YouTube at WI Sports Radio. Again, at WI Sports Radio, or vent on the Nicolay Law Talking text line 414-677-1250. We'll read some text messages because we haven't got to those yet either. That's all coming up straight ahead as the Packers lose 41-24. Green Bay football postgame show powered by Lakeland University. Live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sports.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Willis will throw on first down and loft one towards the sideline. It is caught! Romeo Doubs got a step on Wiggins and brought it home.
A great way to start the game now for Malik Willis.
Highlight courtesy of NBC and Peacock. I'm telling you, everybody goes, he can't throw it as well as Jordan Love. I don't know, man.
Stop convincing yourself.
I don't know, man.
You looked all this up on your own merit.
That was a hell of a throw, man.
Yeah.
He hit that dude in stride, man. Mm-hmm.
And guess
I'm just
what?
Saying.
They had 70 yards on the ground, and 60 were from him.
I know. I understand.
No, the offense did not look unreal.
What was the last time Jordan Love ran for 60 yards? Can you look that up?
Oof. Okay, I got you.
In a game, not in a year.
Yeah, let me see what I can find.
In a game. In a game, yeah. 40. How many points did they score against the Packers?
41.
41-24. Packers lose. Sparky with you. It's a Green Bay football post-game show powered by Lakeland University. This is broadcast live on Wisconsin Sports Radio Network Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Don't forget, weekday lineup, whether it be on WNFL in Green Bay, whether it be in Wausau on the game, or Duluth Superior on the game, or in Milwaukee on 1250 AM or 105.7 FM, The Fan. Regardless of where you may be, or streaming live right here on YouTube or on X at WI Sports Radio, weekday lineup, Monday through Friday, right? 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Inside Wisconsin Sports with Trevor Thomas and Josh Albrecht. 9 to noon with John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf. Noon to 2, it's the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis, presented to you by Verizon. And then Wisconsin Sports Daily with yours truly from 2 to 5. Then it's Wisconsin Sports Wrap-Up every day from 5 to 6 with that guy over there, Tommy Wirtz, giving you the best of the day, plus his takes on different things we said throughout the day. 6 to 6 each and every day. Tell your friends, tell your family members, wherever you may live in the area, to check us out. And if you know friends or family members live outside the area, you can stream us live at WISportsRadio.com as well. Find all the podcasts there, like this show, everything else, WISportsRadio.com.
Looks like Jordan Love's career high 39 rushing yards in a game from just my research here of game logs year by year since he's been in the
league. So Malik Willis has a higher quarterback rating in a single game this year than him and more rushing yards in a game today than he's had in any game in his career.
Am I talking to Steve Pfeiffer the third or Steve Pfeiffer the fourth right now? Who am I talking to?
Yeah.
Because the fourth always is like the third.
The third.
The third hates Jordan Love.
Third was texting me throughout the game. Wanted Halfley fired at one point for making his quarterback look bad.
Nice.
Yeah, he's on the Malik Willis train, has been since preseason. CB, north side of Milwaukee, you're next here on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. What's up, CB?
What's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm all right. I know everybody got their theories and points, but it starts with the GM. It starts with Brian Gutekunst of the draft picks that he picked. They were just really a hit and miss, especially with Van Ness. He needs to go. Rashad Gary, if we somehow can get out of his contract. And the third one, Sparky, I don't know, you might get me for this one. But I think it's time for Josh Jacobs to go too as well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I've been in that train, CB, for a couple of weeks.
Dude,
with
he
Sparky.
He is playing hurt.
I get it.
Really hurt.
Then tell him
not making
to
it up.
Stop.
Like his knee is swollen up.
Tell him to stop.
When he wasn't playing hurt, though, he wasn't really just. We need a home run hitter.
Well, he's not that.
Get in the draft and get them a home run.
Fine,
hitter.
That's fair. But they knew he wasn't a home run hitter when they signed him to the contract.
Yeah, Marshawn Lloyd will be back anytime soon, I'm sure.
I banned him
what
on the
about
Daily
Rashad
Show.
Gary's contract. Can we get out of Rashad?
Yes, I'm working on it. Josh Jacobs, really quickly, because you're important to me in my life, CB. 2026 next year. They can get out of it after this year. $14.6 million cap hit, debt cap of 6.25. They'd save $8 million if they get out of it going into next year, age 28. So, yes, they can move on from Josh Jacobs if they would like, CB.
What about Rashad Gary?
His dead cap is $17 million next year.
What's the cap hit?
The cap hit.
It's got to be more than that.
$28
million. So, $11 million. So, they can get out of that,
Brady.
Too.
Trade him. You can't cut him or get out of it. Trade him. Somebody will pick him up.
Yeah, somebody would take Rashawn Gary. I agree with you on that, CB. Thanks for the call. Somebody would definitely take Rashawn Gary, and somebody would take Josh Jacobs as well if you wanted to completely just go crazy here and blow it up.
I'm so ready to save $11 million getting Rashawn Gary off the football team. I really am. I mean, that's been weeks I've been thinking about that, and now that I see the number in front of me, yeah, totally down.
So he's
Lucas
got,
Van Ness looked energetic today, at least. He was trying compared to what Rashawn Gary does out on the field.
He got pinned a couple of times. He gave up some runs, but yeah, there was some energy at least by Lucas Van Ness. He made himself felt a little bit more today.
He had that nice play in the run where he had his outside arm out. You know, they brought it up on the broadcast.
Well, he blew up the tackle on the one play and then grabbed him going by.
More than Rashawn Gary's done for this team, feels like in the second
Rashawn
half.
Rashawn Gary has many tackles as Matthew Golden today and Chris Brooks. Trell, north side of Milwaukee, you're next here on the Nicolay Law Talking text line after the Packers get embarrassed at Lambeau Field, 41-24. What's up, Trell?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Nothing. I missed the Bucs game for this, and I don't even know how the Bucs game ended, but it looked like they were at least competitive against the Bulls tonight, so that's good.
Hey, so I wanna say that I hate admitting this or saying that I was right, but I was right. The Packers lost tonight, and I'm gonna tell you right now, they're gonna lose next week too. The only reason why the Packers are gonna make the playoffs is because Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions.
Well, yeah, they're in
the
already.
The reason they're going to make the playoffs.
They've already clinched. They're in because the Lions lost.
Good.
I just said that's the only reason they made the playoffs because I told you guys it was a better chance of them missing the playoffs than having a chance of winning the Super Bowl, and they weren't going to win another game.
Trell, I'll do you one better. They would not be in the playoffs next week if they lose because of the tie. The Vikings would pass them up in record if they lost that game to the Cowboys as opposed to tying with that game.
Yeah. No, I agree. I'm just saying, like, Sparky, so we were talking about, remember we were talking about that Matt LaFleur situation?
Yep.
What do you think Ed Policy is going to be thinking about?
I think
when he's got to make an investment for the next 4 or 5 years – and a coach.
So, Trell,
and
this
I know
is,
you guys are going to bring up the injuries.
No,
and stuff
no, no,
like
no.
That,
listen. I'm going to tell you. I said this, I think I said on Wisconsin Sports Daily on Tuesday, I think. But the underlying rumblings I've heard from two different people that have connections up there pretty much seems like LaFleur's got to win at least one game, maybe two, in order to get any type of conversation about an extension. Otherwise, he may be in some trouble. So I think he's got to win the first game for sure and maybe win a second game to even have thoughts of an extension. Or if that doesn't happen, either he's gone or he makes him coach a lame duck season.
But I will say this, though. They may have an opportunity in the playoffs because they are in. So regardless of how they got in, they are in. They may have an opportunity, especially if they start off with Chicago, because I really want to play them again. I definitely do not want to lose to them. So I would tell Matt LaFleur, if you want to not have no conversation about your job security, don't lose that game in Chicago, the first game in the playoffs. Because if you do, I feel sorry for you. But I would say this, Sparky. I know that people are bringing up Malik Willis played a hell of a game. I give it to him. He played a hell of a game.
Yep.
And to tell you the truth, that's the type of quarterback that Matt LaFleur really wants to coach, a dual threat quarterback that can run and do some of his run scheme stuff and pass the ball. That's who he wants to play. That's why the offense doesn't look as fluid with Jordan Love, because Jordan Love is more of a passer. So I get it. But he's nowhere near Jordan Love, though. I don't want people to start to get these rumbles going. I know how people go.
It's been going on all year, man. It's been going on all year, Trell.
Man, that man ain't nowhere near Jordan Love. I get it, man. He looked good. And Matt LaFleur is a great coach for him. I get it. Matt LaFleur is a great coach for him. I understand that. But he's nowhere near Jordan Love, man. Jordan Love is a top 10, top 5.
Yes.
Quarterback in this football league.
Yes,
so.
I'm with you. Yes, thanks for the call, Trell. Thank you. Yes, I'm with you. And if Matt LaFleur is gone and is picked up as another head coach somewhere else, I mean, you go back to your crazy Las Vegas Raiders thing.
Yeah.
What if they fired Pete Carroll and hired Matt LaFleur, and LaFleur goes, we can get Malik Willis. I know I can coach this dude, and I got a stud running back already there.
Is this like the year you really want to fire your head coach? Is there any – there's no Ben Johnsons in the market. You know what I mean? There's no go out there and get that guy type people, right?
Nope.
So –
unless you're going to give Halfley the job.
You're going to promote Jeff Halfley, right?
And then you don't have a play caller.
What if it's Marcus Freeman?
No.
In Green Bay.
Pass.
Little Notre Dame thing. Set up. He's going to play in Lambeau anyway.
We got to go to break. 41-24, Ravens over the Packers. Do not bring up the Badgers on this program, please. 41-24, Ravens over the Packers. Sparky with you. Our guy, Tommy Wirtz, other side of the glass. Come back with more of your calls. I swear to you, I'll read text and I'll read some of these comments. Already a comment up with who they would want to see come in to be the next head coach. We'll get to that too straight ahead. Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University, live from Wisconsin Sports Radio Network Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky and Tommy with you. Packers lose 41-24.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Already six different receivers for Malik Willis, who's 8 for 8 for 133 yards and a touchdown. He'll keep it here. Running himself with space to move. Touchdown! Malik gets shifty, and the Packers are within a score.
So pretty. So pretty.
Malik Willis, so pretty,
I tell you. Yeah, they lost, but man, it's fun watching that dude play football.
Can I sidebar trust tree with you right here?
41-24, Packers lose to the Ravens. Green Bay Football Postgame Show powered by Lakeland University. Live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Yes.
Noah Eagle, I can't stand him. And it's not because he's bad. I think he's good. But he's just the most Nepo baby of my generation that I just can't stand him.
I don't have an issue with him. I don't know him. I know his dad. His dad's very nice.
He was the radio voice of the Clippers at 22 years old, like, because of his dad.
I don't think he sucks, though.
No, he's good. I hate it, but he didn't pay any dues. No, sorry, it's my jealousy. That's why.
Well, at least you admit that it's your jealousy.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, 100%.
We had a comment here as far as who would be the next coach if it was not Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
Who was it?
You're talking about one comment. We've had a couple comments on Love. Both came from Chris here, rather, from John Gruden. Willis over Love, also fire LaFleur and get John Gruden.
I don't think John Gruden's the answer.
I tell you what, man.
Yeah, he got the big box of stuff from the Packers. What was it, last week before the Bears game or whatever?
Big old box.
Big old box. No, I don't want to go down the road of John Gruden. I'm not interested in doing that whatsoever. All right, we'll come back, continue on. Sorry, we're behind because that first segment went like a half hour. So we'll catch up, get back, taking some more of your comments and stuff. If you want to hop aboard and vent, we're here for you. Nicolay Law, talking text lines going to midnight, 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. We'll hear from Malik Willis. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur. We'll hear from Ryan Wood, Green Bay Packers beat writer from the Green Bay Press Gazette, all coming up in the next hour, and more of you. Here we are after an embarrassing loss. LaFleur apparently calls it humbling in his press conference. I would say embarrassing is a better word. I like that better than humbling myself.
I'm humbled to be a Packers fan today.
41-24, Ravens over the Green Bay Packers, despite Malik Willis being so pretty. 18-21, 288 a touchdown. 9 carries, 60 yards, 2 more touchdowns, and they still lost. Just incredible. And you wasted such a beautiful performance by Malik Willis in this loss.
I said this is the worst case scenario for this game. Like, anyone who thinks Malik Willis is coming back to Green Bay, you're wrong. He's gone now. And the defense was the reason they lost the game. And the defense is the part of this that's really not fixable. It is what it is at this point. And they gave up 41 to a backup quarterback. This was the worst-case scenario.
Willis pulls. Willis runs. Willis scores. Touchdown, Green Bay.
Well, you said it. Other than a little bit of Josh Jacobs, it's been the running game of Malik Willis.
Yep.
Same play he scored on earlier. Different-looking defense, different offensive formation, but the same effective result.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I had a piece, I believe it was in the Green Bay Press Gazette, too. I didn't check both websites, but I think they marry each other for the most part. So they had a piece, and it was Ryan Wood, Dominique Yates, Tom Silverstein, and Pete Doherty, and they went over Malik Willis's chances of coming back to Green Bay or being a starter. And I'm here to tell you, there wasn't a lot of positivity around, oh, yeah, he's going to go be a starter somewhere. Most of it was, yeah, nobody's going to hand him a starting job. It might be, here, come have a chance to compete. Tommy Wirtz brought up Daniel Jones in Indianapolis. Yeah, he didn't have the starting job. He was brought in as, quote, competition. And then Anthony Richardson got hurt, and then it was all Daniel Jones.
You're skipping. Daniel Jones was on the Vikings practice squad and got a job.
Yes.
And got $14 million off
the couch. Got $14 million because the Colts were desperate.
Yeah.
Right. So now maybe Malik Willis is that one-year deal for the Colts to come in and compete against Anthony Richardson. I don't know. I'm just saying nobody's going to go, here you go, five-year deal. You're the starter for 5 years. It's going to be, here, we'll give you a one-year deal. Because remember, free agency comes before the draft. So here's a one-year deal.
and we're drafting a quarterback in the first round, and you all will compete to see who the... So he's not going to get that chance. So if you're Malik, do you go, yeah, I want to do that? Or do you go, well, I could stay here and get job security for at least another 3 or 4 years. And if I continue to do my thing, maybe I get traded eventually for a number one pick or whatever, and then legitimately have that chance to go start.
I need a national radio head to make a topic out of ranking Malik Willis against the rookie quarterbacks coming in to the NFL.
He's better than all of them.
Well, I mean, no. I don't think most people would say that.
He's better than all of them. I take him over every single one coming out.
Mendoza?
Yes.
And Dante Moore?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't even think twice about it. Yeah, I don't even think twice. Yeah, absolutely. No question. Yes. Read some of these comments. Also, phone lines are open. Text lines. Still haven't read any text. That's completely my fault. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Here, let me read one of these here quickly.
Go ahead.
Here. We have a ton of them, right? We have a ton. Let's see. Where are we going here? Packers defense is terrible. They can't even tackle their own shadows. Okay. Fire the D coordinator. His D is bad. Fire the coaches. That's from the 262. From the 414, Packers don't deserve to play in the playoffs. They should give their spot to a worthy, hard-playing team. 414, if not for Malik Willis, this game would have been a disaster. Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. 414, was Jacobs hurt more than we knew? We didn't try to run the ball at all. No, he wasn't hurt more than we knew. We know how badly he's hurt.
Yep.
They continue to put him on the field and now make him inactive. I've been complaining about this for damn near 3 weeks on Wisconsin Sports Daily.
It's a joke.
3 weeks I've been complaining about him playing.
It's terrible.
But again, Matt LaFleur, the pushover. Whatever Josh wants, Josh gets. Absolutely ridiculous.
Couple of comments coming in here. Mr. Hawker, embarrassing is correct. Likes your verbiage on there. He also says that the next head coach will be Tomlin, and that terrifies him.
No, it cannot. Listen, Ed Policy, you better not be listening at this point. You better be doing something productive. But if you are listening at this point in Green Bay, do not dare hire somebody other than a play caller for that head coaching position. Don't you dare. You invested all that money in Jordan Love to now give him somebody that's not a play caller as a head coach. Even if it's just somebody that's Tomlin who doesn't do anything, even if that's the case, if that play caller gets hot, he's gone. Ask Jared Goff how that's worked out. Ask Jared Goff how that's worked out. We knew that was going to happen. He turned back into the pumpkin again. Saw that coming.
Dino says, Matt LaFleur has not done enough to be fired outright and with no plan in place for the future, a la Brian Daboll. You have to have someone in mind that is going to be better than Matt LaFleur, not just different.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
They were talking about this earlier on one of the national shows, Jody McDonald on the Infinity Sports Network. They were talking about Stefanski, the Cleveland Browns head coach.
Okay.
And saying, you know, does he have a job? Does he not have a job? And they were talking about, yeah, he's got to be gone. He's got to be gone. But he'll get an offensive play caller job right away. Would Stefanski be a guy?
Do you want Halfley to be the coach and Stefanski calls the plays?
Maybe, yeah.
Is that what you're rooting for after 41 points?
No,
you're going to go
not,
out and say Jeff Halfley needs to be the head coach of this
I'm
team?
I'm not rooting for Halfley. I'm rooting for a play caller that's going to stay.
Okay.
Right? So that is a possibility. I just don't think you're going to sell anybody on this. Stefanski coming from Cleveland is going to be the answer as a head coach for the Packers.
I know this guy likes to call type in and troll, but I like his point here. Rainbow Trout.
Oh, Lord.
So be satisfied losing the division again. WTF is this insanity? I think he brings up a great point, though, Spark.
Yeah.
That it's now going to be the third straight year this team is the seventh seed.
Yep.
And they didn't win the North the year in 2022 either, if you remember.
Correct.
And I'm pretty frustrated with that point because this team probably flounders to the two seed this year more than the other 2 years because of injuries. But quite frankly, it's embarrassing right now what the Green Bay Packers have going on. And it does feel like they are stuck in this loop of
now,
let's make the playoffs and keep the fan base happy
this
that
is,
way.
So this is why I'm going to tell you and Rainbow Trout, right?
Yeah.
Is Matt LaFleur Paul Chryst? And who's going to be the Luke Fickell? That's all I'm saying. I mean, we could sit here and say, this isn't good enough, this isn't good enough, right? Winning double-digit games, going to the playoffs, not good enough, not good enough. We want to go, okay, cool. I want the same thing for that Badger program that's gone poof since they hired Luke Fickell because they were trying to go for a national championship, which I approved of, which I loved, which I celebrated, right? But it backfired. You very well could go down that same path again. And you know what? I think they're probably going to go down that same path again where they're going to walk away from LaFleur and then Goody's going to finally get to make his own hire because that LaFleur hire, that was Mark Murphy. So either Goody's making this hire or Policy's making this hire or Policy's making the hire and Goody sits in the room like he did for Murphy. But that is going to be the hire that's going to have to work. And if that hire doesn't get you a Super Bowl, Goody's gone next.
Is he a top two coach in the division?
Let's see here. Let's go over it. So, Ben Johnson.
I think Kevin O'Connell's having a better year.
O'Connell. Campbell.
I'll put him above Dan Campbell for you. I can do that. I can't do it with the other two guys.
I can't do Ben Johnson. It's 1 year. Like, let me see more than 1 year.
I think Kevin O'Connell.
LaFleur's been here 7 years.
If O'Connell beats the Packers and he wins 9 games with that trash Vikings team, that's one of the most impressive coaching jobs I've ever seen.
Well, Flores is the guy that should get a head coaching job, and I don't know if he'll ever get a head coaching job again in Minnesota.
You take him in Green Bay?
No. I want an offensive play caller as my head coach. As a defensive coordinator, sure, but yeah. I want an offensive play caller.
Halfley's getting the job.
715, we need a new defensive coordinator. Send Halfell down the road. That's Dan from the 715.
See, now that comment, I could see more coming back and biting you in the butt. Like, after all the years of Joe Barry and Mike Pettine, like, and these recent years of Green Bay Packers defensive coordinators, where they couldn't figure anything out after Dom Capers,
right.
And he was only here, he was probably here 3 years too long as well, but... No, I'm not ready to move on from Halfley. Even after giving up 41 points to Huntley, like, no, I'm not.
Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Always prefer calls over text, but I will read the text as well. Justin from Germantown using the 414. Why does Jordan Love have to play? I will feel much better going into the playoffs playing in Chicago with a healthy Jordan Love.
I think Jordan Love has to play because... You have to get him back on the field before his first action is playoff in Chicago where he just got hurt.
I would not play Josh Jacobs next week.
Absolutely.
There is zero
chance.
He
shouldn't play in the playoffs because Emmanuel Wilson's better.
Zach Tom, we did not talk about right tackle today, but that worked out fine. For the most part, we haven't seen all 22, but I don't remember complaining about right tackle while I was watching
Charlie
this game.
Charlie did. Did you see Charlie complaining about him?
Charlie.
Your boy, Charlie Usen.
Yeah. I haven't seen Charlie Usen on social media.
He was tweeting out he was not loving Jordan Morgan's game.
Really?
Yeah, he was tweeting it out.
See, I'm sorry then. I apologize. Charlie Usen was watching him more than I was watching him. So that's an issue. Either way, Zach Tom's hurt. So I'm not playing Zach Tom next week either. So Zach Tom's not playing. Josh Jacobs isn't playing.
Might as well sit Evan Williams.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if Malik Willis has shoulder issues like apparently he does, I won't play him either.
Oh, my God. Max Brosmer versus Clayton Tune is gross.
But what I'm telling you is, if Jordan Love is playing, then Tune's the backup, and Malik Willis is guaranteed the day off, and Tune can play the second half of that game for all I care. I need both of them healthy, because Jordan Love doesn't have a propensity for staying healthy right now. If Love gets hurt in that Bears game, I can't even be Tune in the Bears playoff game. I got to make sure Malik Willis is healthy enough to play that game.
They should sit Matthew Golden for offensive play calling purposes, not for injury.
715. Bring back Mike McCarthy. He's just in Green Bay doing nothing, right? Also, Halfley needs a blue pill to stiffen up the defense. You like that one?
That was good.
That was good. Pretty good one.
Yeah.
I got to say, you gotta get ready. We got Bears fans texting in as well, 815. You ready to get that belt to your butt again at Soldier Field? Maybe you didn't watch the game. Y'all barely won that game. Didn't that game go to overtime?
Yeah, and they were losing. They had 9 points through.
Yeah. I mean, the Bears did not win that game. The Packers lost that game.
100%.
In case you all weren't paying attention.
Okay, fun exercise. Is this the first game the Packers lost? And, like, the other team beat them, and the Packers didn't lose the game?
They lost the Carolina game.
They did? In your mind? Because, again...
Rico Dowdell ran for Dowdle, whatever he says his name, 160 yards, whatever the hell it was.
Well, rushing has been a common theme in all the games they've struggled, too.
They lost that game.
Okay.
Yeah, they definitely lost that game.
Wasn't there multiple missed field goals in that game?
Probably, but you can't give up that many. I mean, the Bears game, they definitely lost more than the Bears won.
Right.
for sure. There's no question.
Browns game, same thing.
Yes, same thing there. Exactly right.
Cowboys, they tied rather than lost, but they tied that game. They tied themselves.
But they got out, just got their butts kicked in this game.
Eagles game?
Man, I don't even remember the Eagles game.
That was the 10-7 game. Remember? They had a couple of missed kicks in that one.
Yeah.
Could be the first time.
But again, as far as belt to butt, like this guy's talking about, the Packers got that tonight. that happened tonight. The Bears, they did not do that. Maybe you were watching a different game. Maybe you were watching a game from 85. But that was not the last game.
How about Dino's troll right here? Matt Eberflus is available.
Yeah, Charlie and I were joking about that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Charlie and I were talking about that.
I will vomit on the air.
Yeah, Charlie and I were talking about that. It'd be horrible. Then everybody's going to want Ed Policy out of his job. That's what's going to happen, right? Everybody be freaking out.
Again, if we're looking for the next...
You bring in anybody associated with the Bears organization, Ed Policy should just resign and quit. Just leave. Out you go.
There'd be some fans who'd be like, Lovey Smith, that's awesome. Cool.
No, absolutely not. Nobody would say
that. If we're looking for the young hotshot that's looking to get his next spot, and you want a play caller, it's Joe Brady. That's the only answer.
I like Joe Brady.
That's the only answer.
Yeah.
I don't know where else they would go.
I'm down with Joe Brady. I'd be fine with that. No question. All right, let's hear from Matt LaFleur. Does he cry? Will he cry? Let's find out. Let me see if I got this right. You sat on that sidelines for four quarters, and you couldn't figure out that you physically got your ass kicked for four quarters? You couldn't figure that out watching that on the sidelines for four quarters, man?
I love the villain arc.
That's what you say. Did you watch the game? We physically got our butt kicked for four quarters. That's how we physically could not handle what they were providing to us. What happened.
Matt Schneidman, he's been on a villain tour of his of reporting. It feels like he's asking what the people want to hear.
Yes,
right. Like that
which is what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, and that's not something all reporters do. A lot of them they dance around and go sugarcoat it a little bit. And Schneidman's like, well, why did you expect them to run all over you today? Why did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I love it.
All right, moving on.
How can you say they come out flat?
They did not come out
when flat. You score in two plays. No. Like that's about as ready to go as you could have been.
Not physically.
You just had a ridiculous 8-minute drive go against you the drive before.
Well, they're saying the defense came out flat. The defense came out doing as much as they could. But they again, from a physical standpoint, they did not have the personnel to deal with it.
Well, and he brings up a good point, though, on him saying, you know, whether it's a good line or not to go back and look at it. But 41 points, Jeff Hafley's not putting guys in the right spot. Like, at some point, 41 points is not a personnel issue.
Listen to me. You could say, is he putting guys in the right spots? Well, when a guy's supposed to hold an edge and gets pinned, and the guy goes running around the corner because your defensive end got pinned, I mean, he was trying to put the guy in the right spot, and the guy didn't do his job. I mean, you go back to that Mostert game was the last time they gave up 200 yards. What was happening? So Darius Smith was getting pinned and losing the edge and everything else. That's why they were getting killed, right? They were as undisciplined as they possibly could be. That was the talk of the whole offseason about being more disciplined on run defense the next year. That's all it was about the whole offseason. Well, I mean, this is the same type of stuff to a degree, but it's not only that. You did not have the big physical guys up front to do something about anything. There were no Gilbert Browns. There were none of those guys that could step up there and move people. Ooh. They were pushing you off the ball throughout the game.
Do the Packers win this game if they have Kenny Clark?
No.
It's a big fat guy in the middle.
But not big enough. I mean, No, I don't think it would have mattered.
Okay, all right. No, just curious where your head's at.
It's Derek freaking Henry, dude. I mean, this isn't, with all due respect, this isn't the two dudes in Chicago, right? It's not those guys. This is Derek freaking Henry. It's a job to take that dude down. Moving on, Matt LaFleur. You over there, Tommy Wirtz, you're worried about, Jordan Love's got to play this week. This cat didn't practice all week.
Mm-hmm.
Went out there, looked just fine. Jordan Love, he'll be fine.
Nope.
He'll be fine. He doesn't need to play that game, man. He doesn't need to play that game. They've got to have him healthy for that Bears game. They
I
just
understand.
Do. They have got to have him healthy.
I'm going to hear it from everyone else if he comes out flat in that playoff game, though. That's
you
fine.
Are. You're right. You probably will. Yes, you're probably right. And you'll tell me I told you so, and I'll have to deal with it. Yeah, you're right. More Matt LaFleur. Okay, I'm done.
How could you possibly have a good week of practice with no one practicing?
But this is the other thing. You just got done saying Matt LaFleur at the beginning of that press conference when they asked you, did they come out flat? Well, I got to look. Well, I got to look. Then a couple questions later, you said, well, I mean, they came out there. We just got our butt whooped. That's what it was. Pretty much saying, hey, it is what it is. We got all physical. I clapped. Right. That's the correct answer. Now, by making that comment there at the end, you pretty much are saying we didn't come out and play hard. That's pretty much what he said at the end of that. He just talked himself right into saying it again. And I'm watching people on the YouTube checking all mad because he is throwing the defense under the bus. Folks, that's what should be happening. This was on the defense. They lost the game because of the defense. How you possibly could be offended by anybody saying otherwise is crazy to me. Like, I literally saw one dude like, I'm out of here. I can't believe that. What do you mean you can't believe that? Did you watch the game? Like, of course it's on the defense. Oh, my goodness gracious. 41-24, the Packers lose in embarrassing fashion. To the Baltimore Ravens. Derrick Henry, 36 carries, 216 yards, 4 touchdowns. That's the most yards they've given up and touchdowns, I think, since Mostert did it for the Niners against the Packers. What year did you say that was?
That was the 19 championship
19
game.
Year when they got completely embarrassed by Raheem Mostert. So that was the last time it's happened, and it happened now in a regular season game. Packers now 7 seed for sure, going into the playoffs with one game left against the Minnesota Vikings. It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University, live on Wisconsin Sports Radio Network Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Up next, Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer from the Green Bay Press Gazette. Straight ahead with me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and Tommy Wirtz.
You know, all the treatment had me feeling good, and I think a little soreness just built up over the, you know, that point into that point of the game. Slid and kind of hit it a little bit. And on that throw, I kind of threw it all arm, and I kind of felt it a little bit. I just want to check it out and make sure everything was all right.
Malik Willis giving an injury update after that one. Packers lose 41-24 in embarrassing fashion to the Baltimore Ravens. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Tommy Wirtz with you. Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University, live from Wisconsin Sports Radio Network Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Joining us down the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. He is Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer. Follow him on X at By Ryan Wood. Mr. Ryan Wood, your thoughts on what you witnessed tonight?
That was pretty bad. You know, if you told me that Malik Willis was going to play like an NFL superstar and that the Packers would lose by 17 points, I don't think I would have had that on my bingo sheet, but that's exactly what happened. I'm not surprised, though, that the defense is not good without their best players, and that's where they're at. It just... I said this immediately after Denver, before I left that stadium. The season took a fatal turn with Micah Parsons' left knee ACL. And it just, I don't know how they recover from that. And I think tonight you definitively saw that.
I don't think they win the game with Micah Parsons.
I think they still lose this game, Ryan.
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
No, I think they win this game with Micah Parsons. I'll tell you, to your point, though, as Micah Parsons meant everything to that defense. They missed Devontae Wyatt even more tonight. And it's a cascading effect from the trade that made them thin, and they knew this going in. It was a risk were willing to take, but it made them thin at defensive line. They didn't just send 2 first-round picks. That's the crown jewel. They also sent Kenny Clark. That makes you thin there. They knew the risk was now you have to stay healthy. Really, you want health everywhere on your roster, but specifically on defensive line. And you've lost your 2 best players there. They don't have anyone behind Devontae Wyatt and Micah Parsons. You've seen Brian Gutekunst try frantically the last few weeks to find bodies that are big dudes that can at least take on a block. And they just haven't – those guys aren't available in late November and December. They're not available. And so – the cascading effect of you're taking the gamble for a generational pass rusher and becoming more thin inside, and then the injuries hit at the one place that you cannot have it happen. If they have Devontae Wyatt and Micah Parsons, they win that game. But it doesn't matter at all because they don't. They're not going to. And this is what they have. It's not good enough.
The other storyline, Ryan Wood joining us here, Green Bay Press Gazette on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. Ryan, is this the last game Malik Willis has played as a member of the Green Bay Packers?
Maybe next week. We'll see if Jordan Love passes concussion protocol or not. He did not in time this week. Matt LaFleur made that very clear. He did not pass it. If he does next week, I've got to think you've got to play Jordan Love in Minnesota, because the only prayer you have of making anything happen in January is a red-hot quarterback. And you don't have a red-hot quarterback if you shut him down essentially 2.5 weeks before the regular season ends and then just throw him out there. Think about Jalen Hurts last year. He had plenty of rust after missing the end of that season, that regular season with injuries, that he had to shake off against the Packers in the wild card game. And then he did. They survived that week. They got hot. They won a Super Bowl. Jordan Love, if he passes concussion protocol, he's got to play, because you've got to give yourself that chance, even in a meaningless game otherwise, for him to get hot. But if not, I mean, Malik Willis might play next week. If he doesn't, yes. And I can't imagine that there's, in a league that has a dearth of quality quarterbacks, there's not at least a handful of GMs that need a quarterback and aren't thinking, that arm, those legs, that playmaking ability, let's give him a shot. Like, he sure seems like he's a guy who's ready for a chance.
So let's talk about the injuries tonight, shall we? Zane Anderson, Kamal Haddon, both those guys go down. You have Riley, you lose him as well in this game. I mean, it was not a good night yet again as far as injuries go for the Green Bay Packers.
No, it was. I mean, that's just insult to injury at this point. I mean, because the top of their roster is depleted, and now you're talking about depth guys that don't move the needle on making a playoff run or not, but it just wears away more at your depth. And the astounding thing about so many of these injuries is there are a lot of contact injuries. Like, it's a lot of that. That's just football. I mean, I get the biggest injury of the season, Micah Parsons' torn ACL, was non-contact. But so many of these other injuries, like Tucker Kraft's torn ACL, was contact injury. Zach Thomas had plenty of contact injuries this season. Jaden Reed missed half the season because of contact injury. Christian Watson, contact injury in Denver. You've got Elgton Jenkins, contact injury. It's just on down the line. That is an extraordinary amount of bad luck. This isn't like soft tissue stuff. This is contact injuries that are just ravaging this team and leaving nothing but carnage.
So does Matt LaFleur get a free pass then on how this ends as far as him getting a possible extension or what happens this offseason?
I think Ed Policy has an extremely difficult decision ahead of him, because it's not a clear-cut thing here. And it rarely is in this league. Whenever things go good or go wrong, it's a sliding scale of credit and blame. And obviously things are going wrong right now. And there's a lot of factors. I do think number one is the injuries. I mean, I think that, you know, they had their superstar tonight, Derrick Henry. The Packers didn't have theirs. That matters in this league. No amount of coaching can compensate for not having your best players. It's a players' league. With that said, it's also true that the Baltimore Ravens were in a do-or-die game tonight. They knew that if they lost, whatever small chance they have of making the playoffs was officially over, they'd be eliminated. The Packers played tonight like a team that, over Christmas dinner 2 days ago, clinched a playoff spot with the Detroit Lions losing in Minnesota.
They did not
have the same fight.
I don't agree. I think it has nothing to do with fight. Physically, they did not have the personnel to deal with that offense. I don't give a damn how much fight they had. If this game would have depended on them playing in the playoffs or going home for the offseason, they would have got whooped just the same. Physically, they did not have the personnel to deal with Baltimore. They just did not have the guys.
Yeah,
they didn't.
Is that going to be the book for the rest of the year, Ryan? It's the run game. And it kind of already has been at this back end, and it has been in the losses for Green Bay, but is this something that every team is just going to continue to do the same way, because the Packers obviously have a weakness at that part?
Well, let me get to the sliding scale first. Sparky, you're right that they didn't have the physical personnel to contend with a team that did have its best player in Derrick Henry. Also, when the Baltimore Ravens showed up to the stadium with more fight, which absolutely happened, that left no doubt that they were the better team, more prepared team to win. They had the physical advantage, and they had more fight tonight. That is how 41-24 happens. As far as I don't understand how it took to week 17 to realize the vulnerability of this Packers defense is not trying to go sideline to sideline against that speed, but just run it right at them. Detroit Lions did it twice. They tried to go horizontal twice, and they saw the results. And there's too much speed on that defense, even without Micah Parsons, Devontae White, on the second and third level, to try to go horizontal against them. But they are depleted inside, and that is the vulnerability. Which leads me to, hey, what if it's a rematch in Chicago in the NFC wildcard game? Ben Johnson, you might, on 4th-and-1, want to not get too cute. You might just want to get the yard, because that's exactly where this defense is vulnerable.
Thanks for reminding me of the idiotic play call by LaFleur. Again, 4th-and-inches, and what the hell are we running? We're back in shotgun again, running that same damn play that he likes to run. It gets stuffed again, and then there's the shock and awe on his face, like, well, damn, I can't believe it didn't work. And then you're doing it at, like, your own 30. Like, that type of stuff is why people are sick of that dude, Ryan.
I get that on 3rd-and-1, they tried the quarterback sneak and got stuffed, but there's no rule in the rule book in this league that says you can't quarterback sneak it twice in a row. That rule does not exist. And that is absolutely the simplest way to get a foot. So I am totally with you. Maybe they get stuffed again on the quarterback sneak if they go 4th-and-1, but shotgun in that situation makes zero sense.
He is Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, Packers beat writer, joining us here on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, powered by Lakeland University. Ryan, I've got one more thing for you that I'm very, very interested in getting your thoughts on when it comes to where this Packers team is now. You talked about Jordan Love, and you got to play him and so forth. Do you have to play Josh Jacobs next week? Because at this point, I think you have every reason to sit him down and be like, no, we're getting that knee healthy. You're watching this week.
No. I get that Josh Jacobs wants 1,000 yards. You have to sit him. You got to get that knee healthy. There's nothing to gain from him playing as a team. There's nothing to gain for him being on the field in Minnesota. Now, Zach Tom's going to be a tougher decision. Because if you need to play Jordan Love, you sure want to protect him as much as possible. You also would like to have Zach Tom get as much time to get right in this season, where he's dealt with injuries throughout from week one on before the playoffs. But you also want to protect your quarterback. I go back and forth. I oscillate there. That's a tough call, but Josh Jacobs is not a tough decision.
Jordan Morgan, how did he look? Because I said earlier I wasn't paying attention to Jordan Morgan most of the game, but apparently Charlie Uzen was absolutely killing him on social media. He was driving Charlie nuts. Charlie played tackle in college, so he was watching that more than I do. He was not happy with Jordan Morgan tonight. What about you?
I'd have to go back and watch the film. I always do with offensive line. Yeah, the offense looked really good with Malik Willis, but it's also true that he got out of a lot of stuff, right? And he just used his legs. I don't know where that pressure was coming from. It's tough in the moment to see that, so I got to go back and look at the film. But he's not a right tackle. That's the problem.
Correct.
Jordan Morgan is a left tackle. So if you continue to see Jordan Morgan line up at a position that he is not, you're probably not going to get the best results.
There is Ryan Wood. Follow him on X at By Ryan Wood. Great job as always. Do you get a day off tomorrow, or are you going to have to go talk to Matt LaFleur?
I haven't checked the schedule. I don't even know if it's out yet, but tomorrow should be Monday, so I'm not expecting it.
Good. Enjoy your day off. There you go, Ryan. Enjoy your night.
Take care.
There he is, Ryan Wood, joining us here on the Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. We'll hear from Malik Willis coming up next. The Packers lose this one to the Baltimore Ravens, 41-24. Sparky with you.
I thought it was cool that he trusted me enough to give me an op. Obviously, you don't predetermine, so we could have went a multitude of places, but they gave us a look for it. I thought it was awesome. And Rome went out and made a great catch.
Great throw by Malik Willis on that play that he's talking about. That first pass of the game, this one right here, they let Malik Willis do it. And LaFleur talked about, when we played Matt LaFleur, saying that they knew they had to have some go routes to kind of open up the field for Malik Willis. And they started off the game with a bang.
Willis will throw on first down and loft one towards the sideline. It is caught. Romeo Doubs got a step on Wiggins and brought it home.
A great way to start the game now for Malik Willis.
Highlight courtesy of Peacock and NBC. So lots to like there. Malik Willis also talking on a couple of different things. Number one, talking about how
he's able to perform so well coming from that backup role, especially like this week where he gets no reps.
Just maybe not on my own understanding. I mean, obviously you want to take reps if you feel like you're going to play in the game, but just trusting in God's plan for my life and trusting in all the reps that we got this offseason and actually being here in the offense and going into my second year, I think it's been great. You get to learn so much over the this is my fourth year in the league. You get to see so many different styles of offense and understand why we're doing certain things. And I think that Matt does a great job in, you know, communicating with us and making sure that we know what to do with the ball and when he calls the play, what he's thinking. And I just think it works out like that.
I think that is going to hurt Malik Willis on the open market. I do. I've been saying it the whole time. I think if you look at Malik Willis and you're a GM, you're saying, do I have a play caller that can utilize him like Matt LaFleur does? Do I have that guy? And I just don't know if there are a ton of play callers that would use him the right way. I feel like there are a lot of play callers that will misuse him and lead him down to a path that's not going to work out. And then everybody's going to be like, what the hell? He was fine in Green Bay. What did you do to him since you got him? Kind of like pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers. They suck. They come to Milwaukee. They're great. They leave. They suck. I mean, that technically is kind of what happens. And with this situation here, we start talking about this guy and Malik Willis. You just wonder what this looks like if he gets put into a wrong situation again versus coming back here and being a backup and taking advantage. Love hasn't stayed healthy for a season yet. You're going to have your opportunities.
Yeah, and I think that what I really like to reiterate with Malik Willis is I was calling him the best backup quarterback in the NFL. And true,
you were
backup, right? Like, yep. I don't know if I love the Jacoby Brissett Arizona comparison of backup. Like, he comes in when he's probably not necessarily thinking he's going to have to come in.
Right.
This week, they probably were banking on Jordan Love clearing concussion protocol. Malik didn't get any reps during practice, and he comes off the couch, and he looks like he runs the offense. Yep. And that is truly incredible, what he is able to do with the lack of experience and with the lack of intent to ever have him be a part of this team, really.
That's exactly correct. And there is a lot to like there. I got some more comments coming in over there on the Dugout YouTube chat and X chat as well at WI Sports Radio. Don't forget, you always can stream the shows, go back, listen to any of the podcasts of any of the shows you may have missed at WISportsRadio.com, WISportsRadio.com.
Bowling with Feb says Malik Willis going to be a rich, rich man.
I just can't imagine it's more than a year or 2 year deal. I just don't think anybody gives him 5 years to be a starter.
Porch says the Packers will enter the playoffs on a 4-game losing streak.
Come on, man. I mean, this dude, I got to go back and find my tweet from this knucklehead. I mean, if you look at Minnesota, they're winning because of Brian Flores right now. They are not winning because of that Minnesota Vikings offense necessarily. At the end of the day, and I don't think I have time in order to go back and find this, but there is a spec. Is it a Brosmer who's their quarterback over there with Minnesota?
Yeah, they won.
Here we go.
Last
3 weeks, Max Brosmer, 0 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 12 sacks taken, and the Vikings are 2-1 in those games.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not going to throw a pick against this Packers team. You trust this team to catch a ball that goes their way?
They're not running all over the Packers. So, no, I expect them to win that game.
I expect them
providing
to win this
it's Love or Malik Willis, they win the Vikings game, get to 10 wins. Right?
I hope. Again, the part that it really would be crazy is the tie would be the difference in the Vikings not being in the postseason.
Yes. Which would be kind of wild. No doubt. Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. He is Tommy Wirtz over there. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer with you. The Packers lose 41-24. I see Bears fans over there talking about, well, Bears are going to run all over the Packers. Guys, it's pretty much the same defense. I mean, yes, they lost Riley tonight on the defensive line, but other than that, it's pretty much the same defensive front seven that you faced the last time you saw these guys, right? So I don't think much is going to change here. Both these teams know each other's personnel really, really good. It's going to come down to coaching in the third game. There's no question. It's going to come down to coaching, and we'll see who out-coaches who on both sides of the ball if and when we get a 2-7 matchup in the playoffs like I think we're all expecting. Packers lose. Don't forget, we talk more about this game coming up Monday all day, 6A to 6B here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, WNFL in Green Bay, the game in Wausau, the game in Duluth Superior, and on the Fan in Milwaukee. Enjoy the rest of your night. Good night, Wisconsin. Toodles.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.